Welcome to Module 6 of the Supplements Explained Masterclass. I'm your host and natural health researcher, Nathan Crane. In this module, I'm joined by plant-based dietitian Juliana Hever to share with you the foundations for detoxification. In the first part of the module, I will teach you how to avoid cancer-causing toxins and some strategic supplements backed by science you can take to help your body detoxify. And in the second part of the module, Juliana will teach you the top 6 foods to help your body eliminate toxins and live with incredible health and vitality. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Hello and welcome to this really important module in the Supplements Explained Masterclass, where we get to dive deep into detoxification. Now, this is really important. Having worked with many cancer patients over the years, toxins are one of those things that we know can cause chronic inflammation in the body, can be endocrine disruptors, and can lead to cancers. So, understanding which toxins we need to be most concerned about, eliminating them from our lives, and then helping the body to get these toxins out of the body is essential if you want to not only prevent disease, but help your body heal from disease and to help you thrive, to live long and healthy and vital with the least amount of fatigue, the least amount of disease, the least amount of problems as possible. All right, so if that sounds good for you, then let's dive right into it. Basically, the first thing we need to understand is what are those core toxins? Now there's a lot, there's literally thousands of toxins out there, but what are the core groups of toxins we should be most concerned about? And those four really are lumped into these four categories. Heavy metals, so things like mercury and cadmium and lead and aluminum. That's group number one. Group number two is going to be your phthalates and plastics, or the phthalates that you find inside plastics. Group number three is going to be things like mold and fungus. And group number four is going to be endocrine disrupting chemicals that are off-gassing in your environment. Again, like I said, there's more. There's pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, but those things we can avoid by making some basic, simple choices that I'm going to share with you in this module. Okay? So let's focus on those four main groups, because those four main groups we know are incredibly problematic to the human body, and there's some really simple and basic and proven solutions we can implement to help get these toxins out of your life and get them out of your body. Number one is, we need to get them out of your life so you don't keep putting them into your body, right? We can, and I'll share with you some supplements here in a moment that will help detox these things out of your body. But if we're gonna just focus on detoxing them, but we keep putting them back in, it's like continuing to drink gasoline when there's a fire burning inside. You can keep pouring water on the fire, but if you keep pouring gasoline on it as well, you're gonna continue burning that fire. So first, let's stop putting the gasoline into our body, the chemicals. And secondly, let's support our body's natural detoxification process to get these toxic chemicals out of the body. So, the heavy metals. Heavy metals are found in water, the water that we drink. They're found in your cookware. They're even found in certain personal care products. We need to get heavy metals out of our life the best that we can. So the water. Berkey is a decent filtration system. Ideally, you go reverse osmosis. And reverse osmosis is going to basically remove all the chemicals and pollutants, most of it, out of the water. And then we just need to make sure that we're adding the minerals back in through our diet, through the foods that we eat, even through some potential mineral supplementation if we need it. But if you're eating a very nutrient-rich, whole food, plant-based diet, you're getting basically a majority of the minerals and that your body needs to thrive. So filtering your water is essential. Stop cooking with aluminum cookware, with the cookware that has the non-stick material on it. because not only has that nonstick material been shown to be damaging to the body, but it's also coating aluminum in most cases, and aluminum is incredibly toxic to the body. So get rid of all your nonstick cookware and replace it with stainless steel, cast iron, or 100% ceramic. Easy thing you can do in addition to filtering your water, getting a good water filtration system. And don't drink out of aluminum bottles, of course. Do everything you can to stop using aluminum wherever possible. Now, you may still get some heavy metals in your body. You may get some cadmium or some mercury. If you're eating fish, a lot of fish nowadays is polluted with mercury. If you have mercury fillings, amalgams in your teeth, potentially some of that may be off-gassing or leaking into your bloodstream as well. So you may want to consult with a biological dentist to see about how to safely get those mercury amalgams, those silver mercury amalgams removed from your mouth safely. Again, a biological dentist is the one who you want to consult with on that. I would highly recommend looking into it if you have silver mercury amalgams. That's, you know, the simple ways we can get the heavy metals, at least stop putting them into our body the best we can. And eating a organic whole food diet. So organic, removing many of the chemicals that are sprayed onto the foods. Organic meaning that you are getting food that is as close to natural as possible with the least amount of chemicals sprayed on it. Now, is organic a little bit more expensive? Generally, yes. Is it a lot more expensive? Generally, no. When you're buying fruits and vegetables, I mean, you might be talking about pennies more expensive when you're buying fresh whole foods. Now, if you're buying processed packaged foods, organic is even more expensive. But what we're teaching here is eating whole foods, real foods, as much living foods as possible. The produce is where you want to spend a lot of your time and energy. And there is where organic really matters the most. And you're literally paying maybe pennies more for fruits and vegetables, where you're getting a good organic source that's not filled with pollutants and chemicals. So that's heavy metals. Obviously, there's more to it, but that's kind of the foundation we need to know. Plastics and phthalates. So phthalates are a chemical, a toxic chemical that enters into the bloodstream. It can get there through not only plastics in the water, so we covered that with good water filtration, but also, you know, microplastics in the fish as well. But also when you're storing your food in plastic, you're drinking water out of plastic or any liquids out of plastic, you're drinking anything out of plastic. So you want to reduce your plastic exposure as much as possible. Replace it with glass or stainless steel. And that's just super simple, super easy. You can do that very quickly. And I encourage everybody to do it. The next thing is mold and fungus. And we do know mold is a real concern. Especially in people's homes, especially if there's black mold hiding in the ceilings or in the walls. We know that mold and fungal infections can cause chronic inflammation in the body. Chronic inflammation can cause cancer and other chronic degenerative diseases. So we want to reduce our mold exposure, cleaning the air in your home with a really good air purifier. There was a study done by NASA that one plant per every 100 square feet in your home helps clean a lot of the off-gassing in the home, helps clean a lot of the toxins in the air that we breathe. So you can put a plant in every 100 square feet of your home, which is a wonderful natural way to do it. But there's also some great air purifiers out there. There's one that I use from Valara that has proven scientifically to eliminate 99.999% of all mold and mold spores from the air. But ideally, you want to get a test. And you can get some mold strips to test in your home or hire a mold expert to come in and test for mold. You want to be aware of if you're breathing in these mold spores every single day. Now, our bodies are designed to help eliminate mold, but if we're constantly breathing in something like black mold that's behind the walls or that's in the ceiling, for example, again, you're just adding gasoline to the flame. And so we need to either move out from that house or get that mold professionally removed, solve the core root problem, And then we bring on the additional solutions to help get the mold out of your body. So that's the mold. And then the off-gassing, the VOCs, so the volatile organic compounds. Now these are, VOCs are things that are coming off of paint from your walls, coming off of fire retardant carpets, coming off of clothing, polyester clothing, for example. There's a lot of VOCs that we're breathing in every single day that most people are not aware of. And these VOCs can be off-gassing in your home for years, even decades. As you're breathing them in, VOCs are endocrine disruptors, which can throw your entire system out of whack, your entire hormonal system out of whack, and can cause imbalances in your system, which can lead to chronic degenerative diseases. So, again, a really great air purifier, the one that I use and recommend, like I said, has been proven to eliminate these VOCs from the air, but that's where the plants really come in. The plants have been shown to reduce this off-gassing exponentially. Aloe vera is one of the top filtering plants that we know of. You don't need 100 aloe vera plants in your house. Many plants will do the job. So having, again, one plant per 100 square feet will really help to reduce the VOCs in your house and help you breathe fresh, clean oxygen, as well as they look beautiful and you feel better when you have plants around. So some really core causes of toxins in our home and our environment, and some very basic core solutions that you can implement immediately. Now, how do we help support the body to get these toxins out of the body that might be stored or stuck in there from all this exposure? In part two of this module, dietitian Juliana Hever is going to share with you the food approach, which is really important, so make sure you continue watching for that. Right now, I'm going to share with you some evidence-based supplements that have been shown to help detox some of these things out of your body, heavy metals. So, helping get heavy metals out of the body, there's some really fantastic scientific reviews done on multiple studies of zeolite, Z-E-O-L-I-T-E, zeolite. And zeolite has been shown to effectively bind to heavy metals, including cadmium and mercury and aluminum and lead and many others, and remove them from your system. So zeolite is something, you want to make sure it's from a GMP certified company, you want to make sure it's a very clean source, there's no additives in it, but zeolite can bind to these heavy metals and pull them out of your system. But it can also bind to certain minerals as well. So what's recommended with zeolite from Dr. Dana Flavin, who's a medical doctor and a naturopathic doctor and an incredible researcher, scientist, and friend of mine, is you take zeolite at night before bed, take the recommended dosage on the bottle. I use a spray bottle. Liquid is a fantastic way to take it. And take it right before bed. And that way it's not going to, because it can also bind to other nutrients and minerals that you want in your body. So take it as the last thing before bed. Don't take it with any other supplements or anything else. And then go to sleep. And then, again, with your diet, you should be getting majority of the minerals and vitamins that you need. But you may need to add in some trace minerals in the morning or during the next day as well. A nice trace mineral supplement just to make sure you are getting those 72 trace minerals in your body. So because it can also pull out those minerals while it's pulling out those heavy metals. So zeolite, another really well researched with dozens of reviewed scientific articles, is spirulina. And spirulina, through its high antioxidant properties, has also been shown to help remove heavy metals out of the body. And so you can alternate. You can alternate between zeolite at night or spirulina at night. And again, just follow the recommended dosage on the bottle that you're taking. You take spirulina as a powder and mix it in water or juice if you want. Take that at night. But those are two very well-researched and safe supplements that you can take to help remove heavy metals from the body. The next one is mold. And there's some great evidence that activated charcoal actually can help remove mold from the body as well. So similarly, you might be taking activated charcoal. Activated charcoal also binds with toxins and removes it from the body. You you will take it separately than the zeolite or the spirulina. So for example, what I might do personally is take zeolite alternating with spirulina for a couple of weeks and then switch to activated charcoal for a couple of weeks. None of these things are meant to be on every single day for the rest of your life. It's ideal to cycle off and on these kinds of things and also get tested along the way to see if they're working, to see if your heavy metal count has gone down, to see if you are getting tested for mold or fungus, if it's going down. And also, you don't want to be taking activated charcoal every single day for weeks or months. It can actually clog you up a little bit. So, take it for a week or 2 weeks and then cycle off of it. Cycle on and cycle off of each one of these things. For the plastics and phthalates, there's a group of vegetables that's been shown to help remove these naturally from our body, and that's a brassica or the cruciferous vegetables. We talk a lot about cruciferous vegetables when I'm working with cancer patients because they have incredible anti-cancer properties as well, but they also have been shown to help detoxify the body of toxins, including phthalates. So adding in multiple servings of cruciferous vegetables a day to your diet, to things like broccoli and bok choy and arugula and cabbage, there's different ways you can steam them up, add a little bit of dressing, make them taste delicious, cook them however you feel that you're actually going to eat them, but get them added a few servings each day into your diet and not only get the anti-cancer effects from it, but help to get the detoxification from it. And that's really in terms of those core toxins that we're exposed to. Replacing everything in our home with as much organic and clean sourced and organic products as possible, even lotions and toothpaste and tooth powder and shampoo, getting rid of all the chemicals there and replacing it with natural and organic, pure organic ingredient, plant-based sources will help get those chemicals out. Replacing your plastics with glass and stainless steel and even cast iron. And then adding in the brassica vegetables and then also the supplements we spoke about with zeolite and spirulina. So again, this is a foundational approach to helping detoxify, but it is a lot you can do immediately to take control of your health and help your body thrive and heal and be healthy. So with that, let's go ahead and cut to Juliana, and she'll get deeper into the food side of detoxification and health and healing. Here we go.
Hello, hello. My name is Juliana Hever, and I'm known as the plant-based dietitian. And I help people transition their lives through their diet. And I work with clients individually. I just published my 7th book. And I love to talk to people about how powerful their choices are and how much power they have over their long-term health. And today we're gonna talk about detoxification. I have people reaching out to me all the time saying, how do I detox? I need a detox, detox, detox. It's like such a word that I don't even know what it really means anymore because it's been used in so many different ways. But I always remember that our bodies are absolutely brilliant and we are designed, built, evolved to detoxify. We have all sorts of organs that take care of that for us. It's really an important process of staying alive and staying healthy. But the number one thing we have the most control of and the thing that I work with and I teach is food. And diet is the number one cause of early death and disability in the world. We are quite literally what we eat. I always say I want people to eat a diet of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, mushrooms, nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices in infinite tasty combinations. This is the most detoxifying food system, as whole as possible. I want people to minimize or avoid animal products, because animal products also, think about it, these animals are going through their lives and they are consuming toxins too, so they are concentrating those toxins because they too are what they eat, and the toxins are concentrated in the flesh and whatever secretions that we're consuming from them. So it's like a concentrated source of toxins from a lifetime's worth of toxin exposure that you're getting in that animal product. So just skip the middle animal, go right to the source. You know, you can, avoiding the processed foods, because then you're adding chemicals to the food, you're concentrating all that stuff, you're eating stuff that can be, you know, just more concentrated. The other thing to consider is when you're eating this whole food plant-based diet, ideally, or at least the majority of your diet, or you're going in that direction, progress, not perfection. I don't ever want to tell people that, you know, you're bad if you're not on track, and you're not going to do well if you don't just eat better and you just keep trying. But if you're eating a whole food plant-based diet, it's not just what you're eating. You know, you're getting this diet that is filled with vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and anti-inflammatories and water and all these wonderful fiber. The two most important nutrients are phytonutrients and fiber, okay? You get those only in plants, okay? All of this wonderful gorgeousness that you get from eating plant foods, that's a big part of it. But it's also what you're not getting, what you're displacing, the animal products, the highly processed foods, all of those things. Because you're, you know, your plate is filled with this amount of food. Like basically we only have so much real estate, right? How much real estate, how much are you going to eat in a day? And so if you're replacing those processed foods and animal products with all these whole, delicious, beautiful foods, you know, that's where it starts to add up. And what matters is what you do on the preponderance of days. It's overall. It doesn't have to be like, again, one detoxifying meal. It's or one meal off plan. It's what you do overall that matters for your long-term health. So there's no poisons out there, really. It's the dose makes the poison. So it's just important to think about what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. So many people talk about what you should eat. If you're on a whole food plant-based diet, what does that look like? If you're on the standard American diet, what does the USDA say about your plate or your pyramid or whatever? So I've reconstructed the pyramid and the plate over the years to make them plant-based. But then it's like, well, what do I really eat every day? And again, I have my list, what foods I want you to prioritize. But then within that list, what should you really emphasize? What's the most important thing? So I have a mnemonic called the 6 daily threes. And this is a way to prioritize food so that you're getting optimal nutrition. Each of these 6 categories have unique nutritional properties that are so important. They have anti-inflammatory compounds, antimicrobial compounds, antioxidative compounds. They are protective against cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. They are protective against certain cancers. These are these very, very important compounds found exclusively in plants. Remember, plants are the only source of the two most crucial nutrients, and that's fiber and phytonutrients, and those are found only in plant foods. There's so many different ones. So I categorize this into 6 different food groups that you can use that are unique nutritionally. First, leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables. Leafy green love, bring it on. You want to have as much of that green as you can. And this is, well, there's some cruciferous vegetables that are also leafy green. These are like the superstars. So that's like kale and broccoli. And I know cauliflower is not green, but it's a cruciferous. There's cabbage, bok choy, those foods. But the other leafy greens too, like lettuce and arugula and the green mixes, those bags of greens. Like there's so many amazing leafy green vegetables and cruciferous vegetables. These are the powerhouses in the diet. Very few calorie, very much fiber and phytonutrients and incredible health advantages. So you want to have that. That should be number one, the most important thing by far. They're so unique. The next category is all the other colored vegetables. There's the oranges and the reds and the yellows. And I always tell people, eat the rainbow. I know it sounds so, I don't know, it's fun. I love it. I used to teach kids that. I teach adults that. Everyone loves that because it's practical. You could look at your plate and you could see a rainbow. If you don't see purple, add some purple. Add some blueberries. Add some red cabbage. Add some beets, whatever it is. Get that rainbow into your plate, into your day. It's a fun challenge. Can you eat the rainbow twice in a day? How many times can you eat the rainbow? How many versions of that rainbow can you eat? And so if you can focus on just getting more color into your life, each of those colors represent different phytonutrient categories. So like the reds and oranges and yellows are different forms of carotenoids. And carotenoids are incredible for things like eye health and immune function and all sorts of things. In fact, there's interesting studies, there's interesting studies showing that people are found to be more attractive when they eat more carotenoids because they get that rosy glow. And remember, that rosy glow on the outside reflects what's going on the inside. And so you could impact that by what you put on your plate. So reds and oranges and yellows, whites, like, you know, all the different cauliflowers and onions and garlic, the allium family, that's also in that category. Okay, so there's the leafy green and cruciferous. There's the other colored vegetables, all the other colored vegetables. And then there's fruits. People are like phobic of fruit, and fruit is fabulous. It's delicious. It's nutritious. It's fiber rich. It's phytonutrient rich. It's nature's to-go food. It's like the perfect portable snack food. It's everywhere. Its serving sizes are all contained in and of itself. They're fabulous. Eat fruit. Eat a rainbow of fruit. That's the third category. The fourth category in the six daily threes is a category of legumes. Fun to say legumes. I love saying that word. But basically, what are legumes? Legumes are lentils, all beans, any kind of bean, peas, soy foods like tofu and tempeh, and then hummus should be a food group. That is in that category too. Who's with me? Hummus should be a food group. So delicious. So that's legume category. The recommendations are based on their unique amino acids. They've got unique fibers in there. A lot of different wonderful health promoting benefits of legumes. So it's about 1 to 1.5 cups a day. About. Remember, these are estimations. These are things to prioritize. These are things that are unique nutritionally speaking. So legumes are definitely in that category of their own. I think the fifth category is nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds are nutritional nuggets of just wonderfulness. There are things like L-arginine, and there's all these wonderful amino acids and minerals that are hard to find elsewhere. You know, for instance, almonds are really high in calcium, and walnuts really high in omega-3 fatty acids. Hemp seeds and chia seeds and flax seeds are really high in omega-3 fatty acids. There's what else? Brazil nuts are high in selenium. They are just magnificent and really an abundance of literature showing how health promoting they are, how they reduce the risk of chronic disease, how they're really good for weight loss and weight maintenance. So include 1 to 2 ounces of nuts and seeds a day. So I like to use my nuts and seeds as a dressing or sauce. It avoids the hand-to-mouth issue. It helps you eat more vegetables. Thirdly, it helps the absorption of some of those fat-soluble nutrients that you find in the vegetables. So the carotenoids need some fat to be absorbed. So it's kind of a win-win, wonderful, synergistic thing to make dressings and sauces out of nuts and seeds. By the way, it takes 2 minutes to whip them up in a little blender. Very simple. I have tons of those recipes that I have published and I recommend, and you should try them. It's a really great way to get your nuts and seeds and your vegetables in. The last category of the six daily threes I just changed. It used to be daily activity, which I still obviously recommend. You should always be moving, use it or lose it when it comes to your body. That's a whole other conversation. But I finally realized that there are so many magical reasons to incorporate mushrooms into your life, into your diet. And I realized that, okay, they're not technically a vegetable. I used to throw them in there with the vegetable category. They're not. They need their own category. So the six daily threes now have mushrooms as the sixth of the six daily threes. Now, I've interviewed the experts on mushrooms, and it looks like really trying to get about 3 different varieties of mushrooms in a week is ideal for optimal health, but they really have these amazing immune-enhancing properties. Incredible, incredible. So I even take sometimes mushroom supplements just to enhance those benefits, but I love to eat mushrooms. So those are the six daily threes. That's what I recommend prioritizing for your food. Once you have those servings, then you could add whole grains. Nothing wrong with whole grains. They're fabulous. Great for culinary diversity, great for satiety, but there's nothing uniquely nutritional about whole grains that you can't find in the other six daily threes. I know a lot of people have a problem when I say this because they think, well, there's nothing wrong with whole grains. But if you're trying to prioritize, especially if you're trying to lose weight, focus on those six daily threes. You don't have to get all of them. Because this, by the way, is a guideline. You know, I'm 5'4". I don't need to eat all the servings according to, like, if I'm comparing myself to my 6'4" client who's a football player, he needs to eat a lot more than I need to eat of those servings. So it's just a way to prioritize foods and a way to think about what's going to be on my plate. What do I want to make sure is on my plate? So aim for incorporating those six daily threes into your day-to-day life. There's so many things to consider when thinking about detoxification, but the number one thing you can do is get out of your body's way and let your body heal itself. It really will do that if you get out of its way and stop bombarding it with toxins, the things that are concentrated toxins, cigarette smoke and alcohol and processed foods. And I mean, these are all to different extents, drugs and medications if you don't need them, extra medications, whatever. There's just so many things that we put into our body that can promote these toxic cascades, right? So do your best to limit those, limit your exposure to all of that, and most importantly, choosing to eat these foods that are super detoxifying. Fiber is a very detoxifying nutrient. Fiber is incredibly detoxifying. It helps basically like take things out of your system and get it through your GI tract and helps you get rid of stuff that is toxic in your body. So you want to have as much fiber as you possibly can. Where do you get fiber? From plants. So this is yet another one of the myriad arguments for a whole food plant-based diet, because it is the most health-promoting way to eat that we know of. The literature supports that. And one of the reasons is because it naturally helps you detoxify, and it helps substitute for all of the foods and compounds out there that you're swapping in for that can have the toxifying effects. So eat whole plants as much as you can, and that is the first and most important step you can give yourself for helping you live your most health-promoting life.